Halloween is just a couple of weeks away, and so are the kooky, spooky Halloween shows with puppeteer Terrence Burke and his Wump Muppet puppets. This year, he's performing The Ghost Who Couldn't Say Boo with Morty the Ghost and Gordon the Gourd and Witch Willie. Terrence, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Ah, great to be here.
So The Ghost Who Couldn't Say Boo sounds like great family fun, but you call it more silly than scary. What's that mean?
Well, Halloween has taken a spin in the last several decades that is very terrifying and horrific. And where I am a children's entertainer, a family entertainer, I like to have fun. I'm a father of two young children and who sometimes are still afraid of the dark. And I want Halloween to be celebrated as something for families to go out and enjoy. Now, there is a wealth of characters and folklore that have stories they can tell. And I came up with my own with The Ghost Who Couldn't Say Boo about a ghost who had some trouble trying to scare folks. So with the help of his friend Witch Willie, goes on to a different career and starts a Halloween greeting card company.
So when you write and perform these shows, what age group do you target?
I write for families. My general audience is about 3 up to 10 or so. Those are the kids that are really into it. That's my front row. But today I did a show and had kids that are, 13, 14 years old, and they told me they loved it just as much. I've had 89-year-old grandmothers come up to me and say, "You made me feel like a little girl," and that means I've hit a home run.
But I would think there's kind of a fine line here. If you were talking about how commercialized Halloween has been compared to when I was a kid, and, you know, month-long decorations and orange electric lights around houses. But I would think that witches, they can be scary, right?
They can, but with my character, Witch Willie, I prefer to have her more a kooky, helpful, magical type of creature. She has a service, the Scary Witch Service, that she allows people to employ her to do things and use her magic for good rather than for haunting and scariness.
So you've got a couple of shows coming up near the end of the month. Tell me about that.
We are at Midpoint Library in Trenton, their Barktoberfest. It's up in Trenton, Ohio, on the 28th of October. And then that very afternoon at the Public Library of Cincinnati, the Reading Branch, we'll be there at 3 o'clock.
And both of those are free?
Yes, those are free and open to the public.
So how did you come up with the name Wump Muppet? You might have been asked before in these airways, but you got to tell me.
Sure. It is a nonsense word that my wife, Lara, who is also my helper with the creation of our characters, came up with years ago when I was recording electronic music in our attic in Oakley. And I just wanted a name, and she said, "Wump Muppet." And I said, "Okay, that's it." When the puppets started to get a little more together, we were thinking of calling it Wonder Puppets. And she said, "That's kind of mediocre." So now it's Wump Muppet Puppets. It's ours. It's goofy. It's a mouthful, but we like it.
So did you grow up fascinated with the puppet? I'm going to guess here that you look old enough that you could have watched Sesame Street and seen the Muppets and Oscar and Big Bird, or maybe Fred Rogers?
Indeed. I grew up in the early 60s, so I was almost in kindergarten when Sesame Street premiered. And some of my earliest memories as a child were programs such as Captain Kangaroo, Kukla, Fran and Ollie, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and then the big one, Sesame Street. And that was kind of the one that really made me pay attention to puppetry and really got interested in it. And my father took me to a puppetry festival in Boston in 1970, where I met Carol Spinney.
Wow.
And the original Oscar the Grouch, who was orange back then. And then I started building my own puppets at home, very simple things, and working with clay and stop-motion animation. And kind of kept growing up until about junior high, where sadly I listened to kids then and said, "That's for babies. It's sissy stuff." Put the puppets on the back burner for several decades. And then when I became a dad, my daughter encouraged me back into the stage, if you will, and bragging about me in her preschool. And then the teacher took me aside and said, "You know, you should do this more often." So the hobby kept growing and growing and eventually became a business. And this is what I do for a living.
I had to ask, did you have a traditional real day job when you did that show for your daughter?
Yes, I used to work in a bookshop.
You said, so you did this as a child and as a teen. What did you keep from back then, if anything? Did you keep like legal pad notes of characters or of jokes or of...
There was one of my original scripts from about 1970-71 called Snowy Baby and the Seven Hippies, which shows you the time frame, which was written by me at a class that I took in Andover, Massachusetts at the YMCA, and they had a puppetry class, and my mother enrolled me in it, And I recall taking it over because I remember the teacher saying, your son has everything going on. And I was directing the children even then. And here I was, like 6, 7 years old. And that script does exist somewhere in my house, in my files. My son was recently asking me about some of the older characters that I'd drawn. They're long gone. I could probably draw them. But my stuff from my childhood, sadly, our house had a fire in 1976 and lost a lot of things then.
So what characters would you have had back then?
Characters back then were a lot of sci-fi and monsters. I had aliens. I was really into, by junior high or so, things like Star Trek and Star Wars and Doctor Who were very inspirational for me. So I remember meeting a guy who looked kind of like a walking cucumber and another man who looked kind of like an ant. So really into the sci-fi vein. And who knows, maybe I'll revisit that with the hand puppets one day.
You grew up in the Boston area. And I think the last time you were on these airwaves, you were talking about trying to get back up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yes, we did. We had a wonderful, successful tour in early August. I performed at the Boston Public Library, also some art centers, as well as my hometown. I grew up in Andover, Massachusetts, at the Memorial Hall Library to a packed house. And happy to say, I also made my Boston television debut on a program called All About the Arts.
Now, you moved out here when?
1993.
So there's a legendary TV puppeteer here in Cincinnati, Larry Smith, who used to be with the Uncle Al show in the 50s, and then, of course, was all over Channel 19 in the 60s. Have you been able to meet him or see any of his work?
I had met him during the meetings with the Cincinnati Area Puppetry Guild, which Larry founded in 1970, and I haven't seen him as much. He's now retired and elderly, but I know people that are in contact with him. I wish I saw it when I was a kid, that and the Cool Ghoul. I've recently seen videos, and I think, I would have loved that. But sadly, I missed out. And we didn't have those kind of things in Boston. We had a cowboy, a spaceman, we had Bozo, but we didn't have a puppet show. And I would have loved that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, he had a regular show in the afternoons on Channel 19. I think he even did some early evening before some of the movies came on. And I believe his puppets were donated to Media Heritage, and they're going to be, or they are now, on exhibit up at the Voice of America National Museum of Broadcasting. There's also a Larry Smith display up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how many shows do you do a year?
I'm averaging right now about 65, 70.
I know we talked about the two at the end of the month about Halloween. We're getting near Christmas. Is Christmas one of your busiest or another time of the year busiest?
Well, I do have a Christmas program, which we do have a performance coming up. Frozen Follies will be at the Beringer Crawford Museum on Saturday, December 16th. But my busy time really is the summer for libraries. I do regular
shows. School's out and there's lots of kids available.
Mm-hmm. And the library programming. And I also perform for day camps, art centers, and that. So there's a lot of, you know, the programming of opportunities for puppeteers. And really happy that this ancient art form still draws a crowd.
But over the holidays, I would have, looking at your website, it looks like you're available for private parties, other events, or things that you could do.
And I also have dabbled in doing some television production, in that I, this past September, I'm the Aftab Preval Duck. I was hired to be the...
Oh, really?
Yes, I am. That was a wonderful production to work with, and he was a swell guy.
If Witch Willie was here, what would she say?
Let me see. Let me bring her out of her dressing room.
Well, hello, John. How are you? And happy Halloween to everyone out there in Radioland.
Is this your radio debut?
I believe it is.
If this is only radio with pictures. So I'd love your purple hair.
Oh, why, thank you. You know, we'll have to take a picture of us together.
And your other friend here is?
Oh, but let me introduce him. He is a brand new addition to our cast. This is Gordon. Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the WVXU around Cincinnati.
Now, for those listening at home, I'm going to ask you, Terrence, to describe the two. The one's a witch, kind of, and you said it was inspired a little bit by The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, Margaret Hamilton, the witch in The Wizard of Oz, which is my all-time favorite movie. And also growing up in the 60s and 70s, I loved Sid and Marty Krofft's Puffin Stuff. So she is a nod and a wink to Witchy Poo character. And then Gordon.
Gordon, we must explain, is a head of a pumpkin.
He's a pumpkin man, of a way. And recently, my daughter started watching the Over the Garden Wall television program, and she said, there's pumpkin people. You got to see this. So she showed it to me, and I looked and said, that's really neat. And then it reminds me of being an Oz fan of Jack Pumpkinhead, which is definitely an inspiration for him. So there's certainly a Halloween kind of vibe going through this, and he is our new host for our Kooky Spooky Halloween show.
So I got to ask, so when you do Christmas shows, do you have obviously, Gordon...
No, he goes on vacation.
He goes on vacation.
And this year, we'll be bringing in Father Christmas into the cast. He will be telling the story of the many names of Santa Claus, showing that different cultures have different names, but basically, it's all the same guy.
Great. Terrence, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I've been speaking with Terrence Burke and also Witch Willie.
Hello.
And Gordon.
Thanks for having us.
From the Wump Muppet Puppets. They'll present free performances of The Ghost Who Can't Say Boo Saturday, October 28th at the Midpoint Library in Trenton, Ohio, and the Reading Branch of the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. You'll find a link to Wump Muppet Puppets at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm John Kieswetter.
My heart was under lock and key. Somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm